This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with President of Sri Lanka Anura Kumara Desanayake yesterday and assured him India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with Vision Mahasagar and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works towards restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Desanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. The government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed in all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end users at the time of first use or device setup. The department added that the functionalities of the application should not be disabled or restricted. It further directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to make an endeavor to push the app through software updates to devices that have been already manufactured and are in sales channels in India. The department has asked the manufacturers to complete the implementation within 90 days and submit the report in 120 days. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the fourth edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam in Varanasi today. The event marks a renewed celebration of centuries-old ties between Kashi and Tamil Nadu, fostering deep learning, pilgrimage and artistic and academic exchange. National Investigation Agency NIA has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh as part of its investigations in the Delhi car blast case. The NIA, in a statement, shared that a total of 8 locations were searched in the district of Shopia, Kulgam, Pulwama and Avantipura of Jammu and Kashmir, and one location in Lucknow yesterday. The agency added that various digital devices and other incriminating materials were seized during the searches conducted at the premises of several accused and suspects in the two states. The Election Commission has sought a detailed report regarding the submission of percent enumeration forms across 2,208 booths in West Bengal. It noted that no uncollectible forms have been reported from these booths, which appears unrealistic. District election officers have been instructed to submit their report by 10 a.m. today. The BJP has alleged that certain politically motivated block development officers are pressurizing BLOs to share their OTPs so that the names of the dead, those who have shifted, and illegal Bangladeshi immigrants can be included in the ongoing SIR process. In women's hockey, the Indian junior team began its campaign in the FIH Junior Women's World Cup with a 30-0 win against Namibia in Santiago, Chile. With this win, India climbed to the top of the table. And that's the end of this news bulletin.